Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We're bringing in Sherry Preston this morning to learn a little bit more about something that's happening in Congress today regarding deep fake videos. Right, Sherry?
Well, yeah. I mean, first of all, we should tell you that, you know, Facebook has been talking a lot about this. There is a deepfake video of Mark Zuckerberg on there. And we should repeat what deepfake is. It's something that you can actually manipulate yourself on your phone. It doesn't look so great, but there are ways to do it where you put somebody else's face on and then you manipulate what their voice says and it looks like the person is actually saying it. It's something that happened to Nancy Pelosi recently when they put out a video, and a Trump supporter was the first one to put out a video slowing down her voice so it made it sound like she was impaired in some way and not saying that. Facebook did not take down that video, and they said the reason why is that they had people look at it, and then they said, we told people once it was up there that it was a fake video, but we're going to let them make up their own minds. Well, now an AI company out of Britain has put out a manipulated video of Mark Zuckerberg in which he appears to credit a secret organization, the one in the James Bond movies, for his success, talking about how I'm glad we've been able to, you know, overtake the world or something like that. Thank you to Spectre, which of course is, you know, against James Bond. But they put that out there, and Facebook is saying that it's going to let that video stay up on Instagram, and you know, it doesn't look all that realistic, especially in the voice area. It doesn't sound that much like him. But it's just sort of an example that they're using to kind of say, okay, you know, this is something that we need to keep an eye on.
Yeah, I mean, these things get viewed and shared millions of times. But what can Congress do?
Yeah, exactly. And then they're kind of taking it on the state legislative level as well. Here in New York, they've actually done that. And there's been kind of a debate between big companies, you know, big movie production companies, including the Walt Disney Company, where I'm an employee, has come out and said, if you ban these kinds of videos, it could hurt in terms of biopics and other things that we couldn't get videos of this. On the other side, you've got, you know, people who are involved in these videos whose faces are being used. You know, the members of SAG-AFTRA, which is a performers union, which I'm also a member of. So they're coming out and saying, look, this is unfair to the actual actors who are involved in this and the people who are being manipulated. So you can see, you know, both sides of these going, and you have Congress and you have state legislators saying, do we need to put more rules on these videos? And it's something that it is. Absolutely. When people say, you know, oh, we're in the Wild West, when it comes to AI and digital manipulation and what goes on digitally, we truly are in the Wild West. I mean, you don't know what's going to happen next, but when it comes to this, you definitely can see people talking about it a lot.
Yeah, it's becoming so sophisticated and prevalent everywhere. All right, that's Sherry Preston joining us this morning, that hearing happening on Capitol Hill today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.